Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
How y'all doing?
Welcome to Being Here.
Yes.
Oh, man, I want to cry. Not because I'm sad in particular, but because I'm so moved by people. Yeah. When we conceived of this show, Drama Equals Purpose, how people create drama and it becomes a lifestyle, we had no clue
that the coronavirus,
the COVID-19 was coming. I don't know about you, where you are, but we are in the stay-at-home version of the United States.
In New Jersey, we are home, you know, homeschooled. We're not quite homeschooled. We're staying at home, though. It's very interesting, this whole thing. This morning, I have a, in my basement, I have a shop. And in the shop, I have a knife sharpener. And this morning, I brought our kitchen knives down to sharpen them. And I found a slight flood on the floor of the basement. And I looked and I realized that we have somewhere in our plumbing system, in one of the walls of our house, we have a broken pipe. Of course, there was a flood down the basement.
And luckily, A, we're here, but he turned off and it's the water to the shower. But this is not the time that we could have a plumber into our house. It may be months before we can have anybody in our home.
Right. So, you know, like I realized that I could either get upset and dramatic about having a plumbing problem, or I could shelve it, just set it aside and do what I could to clean up the mess on the floor, the water.
Turn on
some fans and dry things out. And I'll deal with it eventually, but it's not a major concern. It's not life-threatening.
We looked at each other and said, we're still alive. Everything else is gravy.
Right.
It is so easy, particularly since there is a pandemic going on and there's so much happening so quickly,
to get lost in the future and how the future is going to turn out. Now, look, what's possible is for you to get into the current moment rather than your fears about a future moment. If you do that, those fears will fall into the background. Those concerns may not go away, because we still have the concern about whether we will eventually catch this thing and eventually it kills us. Or
someone we know or someone we love.
Right. But the reality is that we can do absolutely nothing to stop this thing personally ourselves, except take ourselves out of circulation so we don't inadvertently spread it or get it or pass it on. But getting upset does no value. There's no value, except it's like going on vacation in a very, very bad place, because it takes you away from the current moment when you get upset, and you get lost in thoughts about a future that hasn't arrived yet. But if you get here into this moment of your life, life will support you. So to get here, we suggest listening, not listening to see whether you agree or disagree with what we say.
If you've heard it before, read it before, know it.
Knowing about enlightenment and being enlightened are very different.
And I like that. Knowing and being are very, very different.
Knowledge does not give you well-being.
Being here does.
That's right. When you're in the current moment of your life, there is nothing bad going on, even if bad things are going on.
We have...
I know that sounds paradoxical, and maybe it is paradoxical, but so is life.
This reminds me a little bit of many years ago, Shai and I made our way to Florida for a vacation. Our business was pretty new then. We didn't have a lot of resources. We were renting a little bungalow up in upstate New York, and we flew down on a inexpensive
airline.
It's probably still not in existence. And we got down to South Beach, and then we got the news that Hurricane Andrew was coming, and we were sitting in ocean.
Yeah, we were in the ocean. It was warm. It was gentle. It was calm. There was not a sign. The sky was clear and sunny.
And we saw them starting to tape up the windows at the hotel so the windows wouldn't blow in. And then they told us that they were closing the hotel. And we had no feeling that something was coming, but we looked at ourselves and said, let's get home. And we booked a flight.
Got on the last flight
out of Florida.
Miami. Yeah.
And what was interesting about it is
Hurricane Andrew came through and completely flattened Homestead and a lot of Miami. It was all a disaster area.
One of the things that taught me was not only to trust my intuition, but getting dramatic. I had that moment of, hey, you know, maybe we could stay and we could ride it out.
Oh, wouldn't
somewhere
that be exciting?
We could go to a shelter. It would be exciting. You know, the option to go for drama. Certainly there are plenty of people who got stuck there, who had no way out, who did not have someplace else to go. But we had options. You have options. And I'm not talking about getting up and going anywhere. I'm talking about being here. When you're here, life circumstances don't have to be dramatic. We've switched all of our seminars now to be virtual, global video seminars. People have been signing in from all over the world. And we did one recently, and there was a fellow on named Joe. He's in New York. He got ill a few weeks ago and has been really, really ill. Hard to tell whether he got COVID or not, because he got ill before testing was available, and now it doesn't make sense for him to leave his house to get tested, although at some point it may be just so he can see if he has immunity now. But he was telling us about waking up cold, so cold, and recalling transformation and the three principles of transformation and how it helped him. So the first principle of instantaneous transformation is this: anything you resist, don't like, don't want,
persists.
Dominates your life.
It persists, it grows stronger, and it becomes what your life is about. So if there's anything that you are in resistance to, like the COVID virus, that is what you think about all the time.
So using Joe's example, he woke up, it's the middle of the night, he is being quarantined from his wife, so he can't call somebody to come be with him. He is shaking, he's very uncomfortable, he tenses up, he doesn't want it. And then he remembered, anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and he relaxed.
And then he remembered the second principle, which is you can only be exactly as you are and where you are, and your circumstances
and how
can
you are.
Be what they are in the current moment of your life.
Third principle, anything you see without judging completes itself. So in that moment, he saw his tenseness, he saw his resistance. He said it was amazing to see and feel his muscles relax. And then he realized, yes, I have a fever. He got up, he took the Tylenol, he did the things he could to support himself in lowering the fever. And whilst he was clearly still ill, it was not any longer a drama.
And it was no longer dominating his life.
It was a fact. And it was something that he didn't have to endure. It was something he could meet fully. And we just admire him. And I think he's giving a lot of people coming ahead a road map for some challenging times. We have someone on hold who's called in today. Shall we take her?
Sure.
Hello, Katya. It's Ariel and Shia, obviously. Where are you calling in from?
Hello, Ariel and Shia. This is Katya calling in from Hamburg.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hi. It's so lovely to hear your voices.
Well, thank you.
My heartbeat is quite high. And
let me take a nice deep breath. Just take a breath.
And relax.
Yeah.
You know, and I know we know you, and we know you've had some giant stressors recently.
Yeah, loss of people you love. And look, Katya, loss is always upsetting. You know, when you lose the keys to your car, it's upsetting. And you can't compare that to a parent.
Yes, yeah, you're right. And
you know, here's the thing, sweetheart. Life shows up the way it does, and it is not always how we would prefer.
Yeah.
But you have an option. You have an option. You can either experience it as it shows up, or you can dramatize it, feel sorry for yourself, and make that be something significant rather than a moment in your life that will pass if you allow it to be.
Yeah, today I could see how I stressed myself, combined with other things. Well, also with work, I'm in the home office due to the COVID virus, and I had this feeling where I felt my heart that high beating, and I feel like hot ears and everything, and then I tried to feel it, and then I felt like I'm against this feeling, and then I stopped the action, and I went outside and took my bicycle and just did a little ride with my bicycle, and then I felt refreshed, and it was much better, and I could see how... I'm sorry, I have difficulties to breathe right now. But I could see that it was then somehow gone. And I was thankful for this experience. And but on the other hand, I was a little bit scared that I did it to me, that I felt this strong stress in myself.
Can I talk to you for a moment?
Yes, please.
And may I share with the listeners a little bit about your life circumstances at the moment?
Yeah.
One of our first global video seminars, Katya was about to get on with this when she got the news from her brother that her mom had passed away. And her mom had been ill for some time, but it was still a surprise. And I imagine that there's a lot of us upcoming that will have family members or loved ones or peripheral people who will pass away. One of the things, my friend Katya, that's challenging for you is you're judging your emotions over your mom, losing your mom. If it comes and you let yourself feel it without judging yourself for having it, your body will be less stressed. So I'm worried or I'm afraid that I'm doing this to myself. So what if you are? You know,
hey,
big deal.
You can't do your life right, Katya. See, it shows up the way it does. You can just enjoy the discomfort of it because it's not comfortable, but you can get off on it. You see, if you resist it, it dominates your life. If you allow yourself to feel it, it may not be what you'd prefer, but it isn't as bad.
And you did find one way. You got up and you went out.
You make it easy. That's so wonderful. Thank you.
Well, it is called transformation
made easy. It isn't. We don't want it to be difficult. Look, the big thing, sweetie, is to be kind to yourself. And know and know this. We love you.
And we is not just we. There are lots of listeners who've never even met you who love you. But, you are loved.
But personally, from us, you are loved.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And you know, one of the things that happened as the grief for losing my mom last May was really, really still potent. Every once in a while, I would turn to Shai and I go, here I go again, because the upwelling of emotion would happen. It was spontaneous.
It wasn't something that was thought generated.
It wasn't something I was doing to myself. It was a happening.
Yeah, and that's a lot of things, the thing with drama that people create. It's usually thought generated. They have a thought. They feel they should be emotional because of thinking that. And then they bring up the thought.
The thought creates the drama. And then before you know it, you have the emotions that go with it. And then there are different kinds of emotions. Those are the ones that are just really pure. And in there, there's lots of things. In your sadness is love and compassion and all of the different parts of being human that we all have. But part of it is about being here, Katya. And you already gave yourself the getting up and using your bike. There may be other tricks. Dance to a piece of music. Skype a friend. Yeah. Look at the actual pedal. I was looking at a Georgia O'Keeffe quote today. It said, something to the effect of, when you really look at a flower, it becomes your whole world.
We've got to go to a break. Hey, thank you so much for calling in, sweetheart.
And thank you both. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
We'll be back shortly. You're so
welcome.
So welcome. We'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. Before I tell you what we have upcoming that you can be a part of, I want to do a shout out to our amazing web company, Tag Online, who had their staff step up and help us reconfigure all of our seminars. So they are in a global video seminar format. They helped us work out the details so that we can take care of people. We were supposed to be in Hamburg as of next week, and it turns out that we were able to actually reconfigure all the courses we were going to do there. We changed the fee structure to be less expensive so more people could join. We also changed the time frame of things so that, for instance, the Freedom to Breathe next Thursday is from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central European time, but 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time, and then you can figure out what your times are from there, so that people from all over the world have easier access. This weekend on Saturday, we are doing a global video seminar. It's a two-hour seminar called Trusting Your Intuition. And on Monday, we're doing Stress Relief is Here, as in
H-E-R-E.
As in being here. If you want to know anything about our seminars, now global video seminars, you can go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. One last thing about that. We will be updating the times and fees for transformational time and project management probably by the end of the week. So that will be global as well. And if you're not yet on our email newsletter, sign up for it. We're sending out videos. We're sending out audios. We're sending out articles, links to things.
See, here's the thing. Given the situation in the world, most people feel their upsets are caused by the circumstances. And we've discovered that the circumstances do not have to determine your well-being. You can. And it's not by resisting your circumstances, it's by including them.
We have another caller. We have G, who's in Queens. Welcome to the show, G.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
So what can we do for you?
Should I jump in?
Oh,
yes,
jump
please.
In.
So the topic was about drama, and I'm having a lot of difficulty and I guess creating a lot of drama around my kids are home from school, and I've become their teacher. And every day I get more upset and angry at them, and I'm thinking if I get angry with them that they will do their work better.
That doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work when you do it with you. It's certainly not going to work when you do it with them.
Yeah, being angry with somebody never gets them to do anything well. Yeah, I have an idea for you, though, Jay. G.
What's that?
You could have fun. You could enjoy your time with them, and don't worry too much about them learning.
Okay.
You know, one of the things we often do when we go, for instance, working with a company, is we hang out. It's basically hangout time. And then what happens is a learning moment happens. It's organic. Rather than trying to force ourselves or force them to be on task, somehow things organically evolve.
And here's the thing, sweetheart. You could learn along with them. You could pick a subject that they need to learn about, and you could learn it with them as a discovery for you and for them, rather than try to get them to learn what you think they need to learn.
Now, it is highly likely that you're getting info from your children's school about the curriculum they need to learn. But having seen some of your posts up on Facebook, for instance, I'm so aware of what a creative person you are. There's no reason why you can't take that curriculum and turn it into something fun, creative.
If you're having fun, they will have fun. When you get upset, they get upset.
Well, let's back up for a moment about talking about being angry at your kids. They just happen to be in your environment 24/7.
If you're angry with your kids, you're angry, and then you look out there to see what's causing the anger, and you blame it on your kids rather than realize that you are angry. You don't like the way things are going.
It's not your preference.
That's true.
Whose preference is it? Well, it's our preference when we engage in it as if it's our idea.
See, if you engage in what you're doing like it's your idea, then it becomes creative. It becomes fun. It becomes an adventure. When you do it as though it's something you have to do, it becomes a burden. You get upset and angry with it, as though having to do it is what's making you angry.
You know, I got up very early this morning to work on projects with our staff before they went to
their
other job, which is still from home, but they still have a start time. So I went to take a nap this morning, and I had fallen asleep for about 15 minutes. And then Shai is like, "We have a leak." And I was pretty disoriented for about 2 minutes. And then I went downstairs, and I went from sleepy, disoriented to fully engaged in an instant. And it was very interesting for us to troubleshoot what we could, put buckets under the things that were dripping or running, find the shut off switch and do it, to actually take action rather than get angry that we can't get a plumber to save us. You cannot get a teacher to save you. You are the teacher. In fact, you're the best teacher for your kids. You're training them how to be in moments of stress.
I'm
you're
not
thinking
doing it very well right now.
You see, what you're doing is not listening right now. What you're doing is
judging,
thinking
yourself
about and seeing how you're not doing it right rather than being here with us.
And I'll tell you something. You're doing it perfectly. And let me tell you, your kids are going to have difficulty with change. Everybody does. They're going to have difficulty learning things from time to time. Everybody does. If you're sharing your process, it's not that you're the perfect mother, but that you have experienced challenges and are experiencing challenges is perfect. You don't have to show them a face of, "This is my turned out version." You can sort your way through it. You can learn how to learn with them.
Okay.
Take a breath, will you? Take a nice deep breath. And take another one. It won't hurt. Now, how are you feeling now?
A little better. I feel better.
You know,
I'm starting to feel a little emotional, actually.
Well, that's what all this anger is over top of, so you don't have to feel the emotion of the uncertainty of life.
You know, Shia has rheumatoid arthritis, and it took us a while to sort out what he had. And then we finally found a doctor at Columbia Presbyterian, and she's been taking such good care of him. He's totally in remission for the last few years. And Shai said, oh, we should text her, because she gave us her home, her cell phone number. And we texted her just saying, we don't need anything from you. We just wanted you to know that we hope you and your family are safe and we're thinking of you.
Both she and her husband are doctors. And so she, they are deeply involved in this coronavirus epidemic.
And she wrote back to us that she's now in medicine because they've had such a surge. She's taking care of COVID patients, and she really appreciated us. And it's like, I started to cry because, interestingly enough, I love her. One of the things that happens now is your ability, that veneer, that social veneer we have between us
and our emotions, is very, very thin.
Yeah.
And if you, yes, can
and if you
feel
let
that?
Yourself, those feelings are very rich. They're very alive.
Yeah, for sure.
And when you try to push those down, you create drama. You create
upset.
And it's so much more familiar to have a flare up with your kids rather than feel.
And feel when you look at them, see them, and feel how much you love them, how concerned you are for them.
Mm. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, of course.
There are moments with them that I don't get to see because I'm usually, you know, they're at school, and they're just like quiet moments that I don't get to see because we're busy all the time. But now that they're home all day, I'm able to notice those, you know, small things, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. You know, amidst all of these challenges, we have all these, what I might consider blessings, these miracles, and if you're here for them, it's lovely.
Life is very full.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much for calling in today.
Yes.
Really, what a gift you are.
Thank you for being there. I mean, this has been a really great call. So I'm so glad, and I feel like a weight's been lifted. So thank you so much.
You're good. Welcome. You're so, so very welcome.
Hey, we have another caller holding.
Let's take her.
Tracy.
In Brooklyn, who's also
Hi.
Home. Hi, I'm assuming you're home also.
Yes, I'm home in Brooklyn. I'm not actually working, though. On Friday, I got what they call furloughed, which means a temporary layoff for 2 months.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Are they still paying you?
No. But we do have health insurance for the 2 months, so.
Wow. How you doing?
I thought it was good, but.
Keep breathing,
I'm
sweetheart.
I'm good. Yeah. I was upset for probably when I first got the news, you know. For, you know, a short time, but then I felt relief because I've been having thoughts for a while about getting out of that job. That relationship really wasn't working for me anymore. So I almost feel in a way it's a relief, and I think this upset is just caused by something, or not, I don't know what it is, but I feel like this upset I'm feeling right now is not about my job.
Yes.
No, it's not. Hey, look, darling.
Yeah.
There are about 3 million upset people in Brooklyn right now. And you're feeling it.
Yeah.
Your neighbors are upset.
The people at work who you know who got furloughed, your family who's at a distance and can't get to you. There's just a lot of upset people. You know, it's interesting you said, I think I was upset when I first got the news. I have a feeling that whole upsetting thing, the upset, the vibe of it, the feelings of it, are a moment-to-moment thing depending on whether or not you follow thoughts for the future. I mean, it's all very lovely that you actually can see that you were looking at the possibility of leaving this job anyway, because it probably makes it a little easier for you than other people who cannot go to their serving job, or they just can't because restaurants are closed. But it's so easy now for your mind to skip off to what happens within a couple months. But so much is happening so fast. We can't imagine what it's going to be like a couple months from now. What we can do
is be here for this moment, because this is the moment that we have.
And this is the moment where our life is taking place.
Yes.
And worrying about how the future is going to turn out. Okay, Tracy, question. You have some food in your refrigerator?
Yes.
The rent paid?
For now, yes.
Well, for now, now is what I'm talking about in this moment.
Yes.
How are you feeling right now?
Good.
Good. Look, the future may be dire. You know, truth of the matter is everybody's going to die eventually. Because if you get born, you die. But that's besides the point. Right now, you can be well in yourself.
Yeah.
Being unwell is not going to support you in taking actions at any point that will support you at some point in making money again.
But being dramatic and getting lost in the drama that is so prevalent around us these days will not make you hireable.
Right.
We've got to go to a break.
Can you come back with us after the break?
Yes, I can.
Excellent. We'll be back with Tracy. So come on back and don't miss being here.
Yeah.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to being here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, we want to shout out to people around the world.
You know, we generally do shout outs to different cities where people are listening. We're going to shout out to some individuals who are out there making a difference. Dave in Winnipeg, thanks for being our listener.
And Mary in St. Paul, Minnesota, who's making masks as we speak.
Yeah, she could have had drama. She got sent home from work. One of the workers may have been COVID-related. She's in self-quarantine. And so what she's doing is creating masks for medical workers in her community, as is Lenore,
who's in Montclair, New Jersey.
And Micah in Bangor, Pennsylvania, who we met. He told us he's been listening to the show for some time. We first met him on the global video seminar on Monday night. Wherever you're listening from, Naz and Lawrence in the UK, Stephanie, Thomas, and everybody in Hamburg, the folks in Basel and Cologne, wherever you're listening from, thank you for being part of the Being Here family. And if this show is making a difference for you, share it with others. It's a free resource that we offer, and it's something that you have that you can offer as well. All right, we are speaking to the lovely, lovely Tracy.
In Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, Trace.
Hi. Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I feel like the waves of emotion, but I'm good. And it was good to listen to G and Katya, especially what G was saying about anger. That's actually what I was thinking about. I was going to talk about today was I've been having like, to me, it's like bursts of anger just come out of certain people and, you know, creating drama.
Yeah.
And when it's over, I'm like, wow.
Are they bursts of anger coming out of you or out of the people around you?
Out of me.
Well, here's the thing. It's a lot easier to feel angry than it is to feel sad.
And it's also easier to feel angry than to be here in the midst of the uncertainty of life.
Right.
You know, a lot of people would have paid money to stay home with their child and toddler. And now you get time with Callan.
Yeah, it's true. And even with your global video seminars, you know, he's basically at the age where I can't, you know, it's not appropriate to take him in person because he's at that age where he wants to talk and run, you know, crawl around. So I actually do appreciate that I can attend your global video seminars and he can also be with me. So that's been sweet.
The other thing about this bursts of anger, most of us have unexperienced emotions in us. It's a little bit like a sponge. If I didn't want to feel something, I put it in my junk drawer, my emotional junk drawer. And if you're like a sponge and you've got a bunch of anger in your emotional junk drawer, you apply enough pressure, it's like squeezing a sponge and out pops
your anger.
If you don't judge yourself for having had it and allow yourself to experience that you've had it, it completes itself. And then it takes a whole lot more pressure before that becomes the result. You know, Sherry was down at the river yesterday and fishing, and there was another gentleman on the river a distance away. And as Shia got ready to leave, the guy said rather sarcastically, "Well, thanks for the conversation." And Shia came up and said, "That was really strange. I didn't talk to him at all. He was, I said, was he basically commenting that you weren't having a back and forth?" And Shia said, "I think so." And we looked at it, we said, this person is upset. So even somebody who's standing near them at the river can't do it right. People are upset. Now, Shia could have gotten upset back at him, or it's like, oh, huh, look at that. This really is the slack jaw school of enlightenment, where you see what you see in yourself and you go, huh, look at that. I just got angry that Callan crawled across the room when I was hoping he was going to take a nap. Whatever it is, if you allow yourself to experience it rather than dramatize it, it completes itself.
That's cool. Yeah. Yep.
And here's the other thing, and we haven't spoken about it yet. We didn't speak about it with Katya or G, but all of us, everyone who's listening to this show, have connections. There are people who are here for you. You are apparently alone, but you're not alone. I did take a walk the other day. I took our friends Susan and Michelle on a 3-mile walk with me. We had a conversation. I had my earbuds in. They had social time. It was like having a play date with my friends. You can connect. You don't have to be alone.
Right.
And here you are connecting here. You're welcome.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah.
Welcome, Tracy.
Thanks so much for calling in.
Say hi to Callan for us.
I will. I'll say hi.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we have another caller, so we're going to take her. Thanks for calling in. We have Renata in from Switzerland. Hi, Renata.
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shaya. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Renata.
Oh, that's nice. You said hi to everyone. How lovely.
Yeah,
what can we do for you?
So lovely hearing who is listening to the show today. I loved it.
Yeah, it's nice, right?
Yeah. So I'm at home. It's okay for me. I'm not worried. The only point to worry is about my 90-year-old mother, but she is well at the moment, and so I think it's no point worrying.
Mm.
I wanna speak about a very simple thing that happened to me today, and that showed me how transformation works. So
please.
I go every day I go outside for a walk or for a bike ride just on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And today, after about 3/4 of an hour, I realized, oh dear, I have to go to the bathroom. So on the walk, and it was cold and it was sunny and everything was beautiful outside. So then I decided, oh, I just concentrate on what is around me. And then I concentrated on the flowers, on the green fields, on the beautiful trees I could see everywhere. And I went along walking, and this feeling was like in the background. And so.
Until you could get to a place where you could safely pee.
Yeah. Yeah, and I knew where the place was where I could pee, so it was just to get over this time. It was for me like I wanted to enjoy the walk. I don't want it to hang to this thought all the time. So, yeah.
You just gave people such an incredible key and gift, Renata, whether it's about pee or stepping out of COVID or what you're going to make for dinner. If you bring your attention and awareness to what's around you.
If you look through your eyes out into your universe and see who and what is there, it will bring you into the moment.
Yeah, that is really magic. I realize I have so much time now on my own and being here, and I have to work in the morning, but then in the afternoon I'm really free, so I can try being here every moment in every situation, at home or outside or whatever I do. So it's very interesting.
You know, it's lovely as you're talking. I'm imagining that not only the people listening, but the people who've already called in. And what you're describing also is discovering how to be your own best friend. It sounds like you're being very kind to yourself.
Oh, wow, that's an interesting aspect. I didn't think of that. Yeah, yeah.
You know, because if you're out on your walk, you're 45 minutes into it, you realize you have to pee, you can either have it be a drama where you have a conversation with yourself, why didn't I go before? Why didn't I plan? Where you're self-chastising, or you came up with a solution given where you were on the path in that moment, outside, and where you needed to head to, and you became your own personal hero. I know it's a little thing, but those little things are what make up your day.
Yeah, sure.
You know, we normally have so many things to distract us that we don't really see how we intersect with our day. And you're starting to see how you operate.
Like moment by moment.
Moment by moment.
Yeah, and it really helps in this time. I'm very glad about knowing about transformation and having this tool. Otherwise, I think I would really be quite lost in this situation.
Yes, well, one of the things I love about you, Renata, you not only have invested in this tool and you know about this tool, here you are calling in to this podcast radio show and you're sharing this tool with others.
And you're sharing how you came to it, how you discovered that you can be here even if your body is pulling you elsewhere.
And that's just this amazing thing, because there are maybe people listening who are really new to a transformational technology, and you've given them keys that may have taken you months or years to learn, and in a conversation, you're giving it away. That is so generous.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's very good. I realize that you are a listener, and of course you're calling in. A number of you listen regularly. You can subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already. Have it come in automatically through your favorite podcast app. Or we have next week is our 675th episode. There's lots and lots of being here to go around. So you can go into the archives and listen to any episode you want. Sometimes people listen to multiples in a day just to support them, take them on a walk. Before we go, we're getting really close to the end here. Renata, thank you for calling in. And I also want to do a quick thank you to Sandy, Irina, Daniela, and Christina. We had pre-recorded an episode called Happiness Happens. Next week, we were supposed to be on our way to Hamburg, so hence the pre-record. Because we are not going, we will be doing that live. And the theme is stress relief is here, as in being here. So we want to thank you for having called into the show, even though we aren't airing it. Just goes to show that the moment itself is the reward, not when it finally airs. And we really hope everyone who's our listener, and also all the staff, dedicated staff at the Voice America Network, everybody stays safe and well. And thank you for being with us.
Yes.
We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here. Thank you.
Thank you.